when man was lost in sin, no peace could be found. God proved his love to him when he sent his only son. Then he came to be that perfect living sacrifice. Jesus came through for all mankind on Calvary.
Greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. I am the pastor of the Abiding Light Pentecostal Church over here on the west side of Manchester. We want to greet every one of you in the precious name of the Lord and remind you that we come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30 on this radio station. We want to get into the teaching and ministering of God's Word today. We want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. And now we will go into the sanctuary of the Abiding Light. Luke chapter 11. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray. Now I want you to notice he was praying and they seen him praying. When he was done praying, they asked, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend? And shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine is in his journey, is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut. My children are with me in bed, and I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. And knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Let's go with me here to this verse 8. And I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. I want to share on this thought tonight and do some teaching, maybe a little preaching, but mostly some teaching on persistent prayer. We read here in the Bible where Jesus is praying. And his disciples have seen this oftentimes where he would pray. And then they rose up and asked in this place, teach us to pray. And the Bible says he gave the pattern prayer, which many of us are familiar with. It is a pattern of prayer. We're not going to get into that as much as I want to focus on the story or the parable, verses 5 through 10. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend? And shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. I want to stop right there and get us to understand that he is speaking to us about prayer and how to pray. He's giving a lesson here that is very important. And I haven't heard this taught on too much, but the importance of us persistently praying to God. We all have prayer, and we all, I hope at least you're praying, and you're praying at least some point throughout the day, whether it's, you know, maybe not necessarily getting to close yourself into a secret place, but praying in the car, and you've got to have a persistent prayer life, and not only persistent, but when you are asking the Lord in your time of prayer, that you don't just ask him one time for something. Now, I know that through the name it and claim it and all that came through years ago, they tell you if you pray something more than once, it's not faith. Well, through this tonight, we will discredit that doctrine very quickly, because the Lord speaks to them about a pattern of how to pray. And he gives this story in the Bible about this man that at midnight, I want you to notice that tonight, he says at midnight, he comes to his friend's house or his neighbor's house. And in that day, the custom was that the Jewish people were people of great hospitality. When people were traveling and they came through and they stopped by, whether it was a family member, a friend, or just somebody that you knew and you didn't see them too often, then they were passing through your village or town, they would stop by your home if they knew where you lived, and you were to show them hospitality. You were to feed them a meal. You were to wash their feet sometimes and just minister to them with water, and maybe they would have animals, and you would do all you can to take care of them. How many of us know that's a good thing to practice, hospitality? And that's much of what was taking place here, but it was the timing of this. There's some humor put into this. I think the Lord has a little humor sometimes in telling these stories. And if we read this closely, I mean, who comes by at midnight? The Bible says that this traveler, this man, came by at midnight. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't care who you are. You come knocking on your door at midnight when the door's shut, it's locked, you're sleeping, and you're asleep. How many like to get woken up at midnight? Amen. Now, some people are night owls, and they'll still be up, and it wouldn't be a problem. But most folks that have a pretty good schedule go to bed at a decent time. Midnight's not a good time to be begging folks for food. The Bible says, and he said unto him, which of you have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. So he's woken up by a traveling man, and now he doesn't have any bread to give him. So he goes to his neighbor, and that's where we pick it up in verse 5. And he says, which of you having a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine is on his journey, verse 6, and has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. Now, this is not a good time at midnight. His children are sleeping. He's banging on the door. He's trying to get his attention. And I don't know about you, but usually when someone's banging on the door at midnight, it's usually not for a good reason. You know, this didn't seem very important. Are you listening? I mean, midnight. I mean, couldn't the man just make his friend a bed? And couldn't he just go to sleep for a little while and his hunger would go away? I don't know. Maybe he had a family. It did. The Bible doesn't necessarily say. But he's asking for 3 loaves and he's waking him up. And all of his children are being woken up. Amen. At midnight. I mean, this is pretty aggravating. And he answers him, and let's read on what the Bible says here. For a friend of mine has made a journey, and he's come to me at midnight, having nothing set before him. I don't have anything to feed him. And he from within shall answer. In other words, he didn't even open the door. He says, listen, my children are asleep. We've got the door locked, and this isn't a good time to be bothering us right now. It's not a good time to be bothering us. We're asleep. How many like getting woken up? Aren't you glad the Lord never sleeps? Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you can just go to the Lord anytime? He's not like us who we need sleep. God, amen, he doesn't sleep nor slumber, the Bible says. Aren't you glad that we can go to Jesus just at any time? Amen. The Bible says, so from within, he starts to tell him, trouble me not, verse 7. The door is now shut. My children are with me in bed, and I cannot rise and give thee. And I say unto you, Jesus now, understand what's being said here. Though he will not rise and give him because he is a friend, yet because of his importunity, not opportunity, importunity, there's a difference. And I began to research and look into this. Opportunity means that we take advantage of a situation that is going to really help us or meet our needs, and we fit right in. Importunity, if you'll stay with me for a minute, in verse 8, means a persistence, an overly persistent person, almost to the point of being annoying. You ever just had maybe somebody always calling you, maybe a bill collector, maybe somebody knocking on your door, maybe a little child, daddy, 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 mommy, mommy, mommy. I mean, it almost became annoying to hear them. Relentless. I'm giving you the definition of this importunity. It means a persistence that is overly bold. Hey, friend, come on, you got to open up your door. I need some bread. I got a traveler that's here. It's midnight. I know you're asleep. He's almost arrogant. He's almost so persistent and so bold that it starts to aggravate him. Hey, don't you know we're sleeping in here? I mean, it's 12 midnight and my children are asleep and you're trying to wake me up for a 3 loaves. I mean, come on now. But he wouldn't go away because of his stubborn persistence, because his what? His boldness. It was like, who has the nerve to do this at 12 o'clock midnight? I mean, it wasn't that urgent, but this man was acting like somebody's life was at stake. You read that definition of importunity. It almost has the meaning in one definition talked about. This guy was shameless. He didn't care who he was waking up. Many of the homes in that day were built side by side, just like here in the city where they're built very close. And can you picture this? This man at midnight banging on the door with a persistent boldness without any shame. He was waking up the children. He's waking up the man of the house. He's probably now waking up the neighbors for 3 loaves. Who has the nerve to do this? I mean, who does this? Boldly persistent. That's what importunity means. Because this man was so set on getting what he needed, he would not give up. I said he would not give up. He wouldn't quit asking. And the man finally says, okay, I'm going to give him what he needs. Because he's practically getting on my nerves. I mean, really, if you read between the lines, Jesus, when he was telling this story, he had something that he's trying to teach us here. And if you haven't figured it out yet, what I'm trying to tell you and talking and preaching and teaching tonight about persistent prayer. And some of you would say, well, God is a God that knows everything. He knows your needs and he knows your prayers before you ask him. But can I tell you, the Bible gives us so much instruction throughout his word that we are not only to ask once, but sometimes twice and sometimes 3 times. I'm talking about being persistent, not giving up, being bold. The Bible says we are to come before his presence and we are to have faith to believe that he will answer us. Listen to some of the prayers through God's word. I mean, yes, we are to come to God in humility, knowing because he's God. How many of us know he is the Almighty God? But Job said in 42:2, I know that thou canst do everything. And that no thought can be withholden or prevented from thee. In other words, whatever God has spoken or whatever God's will is, it is going to come to pass, whatever it is, and there's nothing that can stop it. I know all things. He says, I know the end. I've determined the end. How many of us have read the book of Revelation knows that he knows the end? It's a mystery to us. But yet he says, I know the end from the beginning. I know the beginning from the end. I know it all. I'm Alpha, I'm Omega. In other words, God knows everything. He knows you before you were even in your mother's womb. How many of us knows he knows? I mean, what kind of knowledge and wisdom is past finding out? I mean, we can't comprehend a God that knows everything. I mean, why, if God has already set everything in motion, why do we even need to pray then? You know, some people think that way. Why do we pray? Because does it really change the mind of God? Because God don't change, you know. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I mean, why pray if there's things that we want to see changed, if there's people's lives we want to see transformed and turn around? I mean, why pray? Things are just going to be what they are. People make their own choices. Really, this is rational thinking, and this is the way people think. But can I tell you, brothers and sisters, God is trying to let us know He wants us to understand that, yes, He's in control. He is Almighty. He's Alpha. He's Omega. He knows the end from the beginning. And God is still God. He's in control. He rules in the affairs of men and everything that's taking place in this earth. But yet He still cares about every one of your needs. He is the one that said, you can cast your care upon me because I care for you. David began to pray to the Lord. And we need to hear some of the ways that he prayed. Amen. The Bible says, hear, O Lord, in Psalm 27:7. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. Listen to this prayer from David, a man after God's own heart. He's pleading with God, hear me. Have you ever just prayed saying, God, are you hearing me? Is my prayers even making it past the ceiling? Does anybody hear what I'm saying tonight? Amen. Have you ever felt like your prayers are going nowhere? And David is crying, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy upon me and answer me, O God. You ever prayed, ever cried, ever pleaded with God, and you know that He has the answer. He knows that He can change your circumstances. You know that He has the power, amen, with just one simple movement of His finger can change things in your life. God, where are you? You see my circumstances. You see my situation. Hear me, O God, and answer me. Where are you, God? You ever prayed and felt that way? Where's God? Is He hiding? I mean, where is He? Psalm 55:1, give ear to my prayer, O Lord. I mean, are you listening? Do you see what's going on down here? I'm not reading into it, but let's look at this. Give ear to my prayer. Almost gives us the feeling like He doesn't seem like maybe God hears him. O God, hide not thyself from my supplication. Don't hide from me, Lord. Who prays this way? This is a great man of God. Teach us to pray, Lord. I mean, isn't David getting a little bold here talking to God like this? Who talks to God like this? God, hear me, God. Lord, where are you? Don't hide from me, Lord. My friend, I got somebody that's hungry. I need 3 loaves. Come on, you got to get up. You got to help me out here. God is teaching us that we need to be persistently asking Him and asking Him and asking Him and not giving up until the answer comes. Most of us give up after we ask the second or third time. And we don't get what we need because we aren't persistent enough in prayer. Give ear to my prayer, O God. Hide not thyself from me. God, I've been praying. I've been crying out. Where are you, Lord? I need you to hear me, O God. Psalm 102:2. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Psalm 102:2. Hide not thy face. God, I'm desperate here. I'm in trouble, Lord. And you promised that you would be a very present help in the time of my trouble. But God, I don't see you. Job said, I looked ahead of me and he was not there. I looked to the left or to the right and I could not find him. Where is God in the midst of all this? You ever felt like that before? Where is God? Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Is this an arrogancy? The good thing is that God knows the heart of every man. And when we get desperate, you might say some things you never thought you would say. God knows it's not a brassy arrogance of saying, God, I can just talk to you anyway, because He's the Almighty God. But He comes to him in a spirit of desperation and persistence. Amen. The Bible says, hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thy ear unto me in the day when I call. Answer me, Lord, speedily. I need you to answer this prayer, Lord. It's not like I can wait around. And I mean, that's what he's implying here. I need an answer right now, God. I need some loaves right now. Hear my prayer, Psalm 143 and 1. Hear my prayer. Once again, how many times did David have to remind God to hear him? I mean, aren't the eyes of the Lord and the ears of the Lord, aren't they in every place? He sees, he hears, he knows everything. Is that right? The God that created all things and is omniscient and omnipresent, he knows everything. He is everywhere. Doesn't God know where David's at here? The songwriter said, he knows my name. Job said, he knows the way that I take. He knows where I'm at. But sometimes when we're praying, we don't always feel that way. So he's reminding God, hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my what? Supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me. And in thy righteousness. The Bible exhorts us. And Luke 18 and 1, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always what? To pray and to not faint. Men ought always to do what? Pray. It really is the answer to everything. You'll find the answer in prayer. Things might not change, but it will change you. You hearing what I'm saying? Sometimes you pray and pray and pray and circumstances do not change. The person does not change. Your situation doesn't change. Nothing seems to change in the natural. But I'll tell you this, you begin to pray and you'll begin to find the real revelation of understanding of what true prayer is. It is not to change God, but it is meant to change you. A lot of it is perspective, which is another message all in itself. I'm learning much about prayer as I persistently seek the Lord in prayer. How many of us know that 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17, pray without. Don't stop praying. Keep praying. Keep knocking. Keep asking. Keep believing. I need some loaves. I'm not going away, my friend, till you give me 3 loaves. I've got a friend. He's on a journey. Are you listening to me? Teach us to pray. The disciples asked the Lord. And then he goes on to share this story with them. And he gives them some lessons about prayer through the story of this man that wanted and desperately needed 3 loaves. The whole point of this whole story is how the man's importunity, his persistence, his boldness, his eagerness to say, I'm not going to quit till the answer comes. I'm not going to give up until I get what I need. That's what type of prayer we need. Amen. We need to be stubborn in our prayer. We need to lay hold of the altar of God. And amen, we need to pray without ceasing. The old timers used to say, we need to pray until the answer comes. And that means we need to pray it through until we touch God and get what we need from Him. Don't give up. Keep praying. As we begin to close this radio broadcast, I want to remind you, we come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30, bringing to you the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. I am the pastor of the Abiding Light Church over here on the west side of Manchester. My name is Pastor N.R. Davis, and we want to invite any of you that would like to come out and visit us here on the west side of Manchester. We're at 417 Granite Street. And that is in Manchester, New Hampshire, on the west side. We're a multicultural church over here preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we would like to invite you to come out and visit us. We start our Sunday services at 11 o'clock. And we also have our Wednesday night Bible studies at 7 o'clock. You can go to our website at theabidinglightchurch.com. Find out all the information in regards to our ministry here in Manchester. And also our missions work and our different outreaches. We want to invite you once again to go to our website at theabidinglightchurch.com. We want to remind you that we also have a Facebook. We'd like to invite you to look us up on the Facebook, The Abiding Light Church. Also, you can follow us on Instagram. So we would encourage that. And also, just want to let you know, if you can't make it out to a service, you can go to our website, and we are live streaming our services, at 12 o'clock on Sunday and also Wednesday at 7:30. So if you can't make it out to church, that's okay. Go to our website at theabidinglightchurch.com and scroll down to the Mixler live stream tab, and you can go into a service and listen to us live on the live stream. We want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in today. And until next Saturday at 3 o'clock, this is Pastor N.R. Davis, and may the Lord Jesus Christ bless you.
When man was lost in sin, no peace could be found. God proved his love to him when he sent his only son. Then he came to be that perfect living sacrifice. Jesus came through for all mankind. All